Greetings, this is the automatically deleted husband, and you'll note from the wall, I now got to the point where I have this, or the two cards are missing because of the wall outlet. So it's kind of, anyway, maybe I should have just kind of put one over, but anyway, I did. But I've gotten past that point, well, to that point, so maybe I'll get that bottom row done soon. Isn't that great? No, it's not. I saw somebody mentioned 59 years ago today was the assassination of John F. Kennedy. And I find it fascinating because I watched it. You know, I wasn't feeling well that day, so I stayed home from school. And because I had a TV in my bedroom, black and white TV, little 9-inch or something of that nature, which was, you know, pretty nice for the day. I watched it from my bed. But anyway, and the various the events, I don't know. I remember seeing the news report that day, but you know the alleged assassin was assassinated can't remember these people's names. When that occurred, I may have actually watched it happen. I'm not sure if that's true or not, because obviously in my family, you know, we saw things as it happened because, you know, we had the TVs at the time. But something more important, I took a hike today, 9 miles. And you know, it used to be the hike I took was a route that I would take frequently, but in recent months I've been taking a different hike, so it's only 7 miles. And today I took the 9 mile, and I checked. It's the first time I took that 9 mile hike in 6 months. Yesterday, 6 months ago yesterday was the last time I did that. So it's kind of like been a long gap. There have been other longer hikes than 9 miles. There's several 10, several 12, and a 13, I think. But this particular 9 mile path was the first time I did it in a long time. And what I find interesting is I took the hike, and as normal, I did it at a fast pace, and I came home, and I'm still alive. Because why is that important? Well, you know, it's nice to be still alive. But there's a phenomenon that is growing. It's called SADS. It's an acronym. You might be familiar with SIDS, Sudden Infant Death Syndrome. Well, now we have Sudden Adult Death Syndrome. And especially in the age group of 20 to 50, and I'm slightly above that, but in that age group, there's this radical increase, I mean, to the point of like, a lot of the, like the medical, the insurance industry says it's gone up like 40%. And you know, and this is all cause. So it's, in that age group, all-cause death has gone up 40%. And the reason it's important for the insurance industry is that's where they make their money. But I saw a report about, you know, I've mentioned where specifically in Canada, because there's a group that actually has monitored this in the last year or so, about 100 doctors have died, which is way out of proportion. And I think the issue is, if you're in the medical community, you feel like, oh, I got to be part of the system and get my shots, because I believe in the system. And they pay with their lives. But there was listen to a discussion of 5 cases of SADS. 5 particular doctors who within a 2-week span died. young, 20 to 50 age bracket. Three of them apparently are attributed to other things. Two of them at least were cancer. Cancer, at least two of them were an aggressive cancer, but it turned aggressive after they got their vaccine. And there is some question, suggestion at least, that both of these people were healthy until their first vaccine, and then they got cancer. And it was after a booster or something of that nature, within a short period of time, like within 2 weeks, they were dead because the cancer accelerated. But two of them were athletes. One was a marathon. Maybe both of them were marathon runners. You know, I just did this 9-mile stuff. I'm a wimp. But these people would run marathons. And one swimming, one I think was during a run, they died. And this is out of the norm. But what I found out is a little more information about what has been discovered of what is happening. And I think this is important, especially considering most of my kids are below 50 years of age. That would make sense. And I'm really concerned how many have or will fall into this, oh, I need to get the vaccine. Especially those who have been physically aggressive, runners, Susanna, Tirza, or things of that nature. Because it could cost them their lives. Because, you know, I've mentioned how the spike protein, what it does in the small capillaries of you know, these tiny little veins throughout your body will grab they reproduce massively and will grab a cell, a passing by blood cell, grab onto it and clog that particular capillary, which on small scale doesn't mean a big deal. On large scale, it becomes fatiguing to your body, as I expressed. It's the idea of, I did a 9-mile hike today, and when I got home, you know, I'm the typical 66-year-old guy. I take a 9-mile hike. My last stop was at a local convenience store, you know, and I know these people. You know, we recognize each other and so forth. And I did my fairly frequent, I buy water there. I buy bottled water, this Crystal Geyser water, because I think it tastes good. And I buy the gallon jugs. But typically I don't buy 1 gallon jug. I buy 4. Because that's about all I can carry. I put 2 in my bag. And then I carry 2. And that's heavy. So after, and I have a 1/2 mile to walk home. So after doing 8.5 miles, stop at the store, buy 4 gallons of water, and then walk 1/2 mile carrying 4 gallons of water. Brilliant. And when I, you know, it becomes the hardest part of the whole trip. Not because I'm doing the last 1/2 mile of a 9-mile hike. It's because I'm carrying 4 gallons of water. And that's kind of difficult, especially when the end of my hike is to do it's about 30 feet of incline to come up to my driveway, and then I do the driveway. And by the time I get down the driveway, it's kind of like, ah. Because obviously I also don't do it slowly. And what happens is that my body is being, it's in use. The heart is pumping a little harder, I'm breathing heavier and so forth. But what the spike protein does when it gives you these microclots in large number, it would be like I was doing that all the time, not just this, the less than 10 minutes it took me to walk that 1/2 mile home. But it would be that way 24 hours a day. And your body would fatigue and you would die because your body can't handle that. my body doing that, you know, for a few minutes, even though it was already, we might say, fatigued from the 8.5 miles of aggressive walking before that. When I got home, I did my normal stuff, and I was very, very quickly recovered. But with microclots, I wouldn't. And so what potentially has happened to these two doctors, as a sample of so many others, is they, because there's the microclots, which causes the fatigue, but there's what's called myocarditis, which is effectively the, it seems to be, because I had it better explained to me today, microclots in the heart. Because somehow what's happening, and I've heard this before, the mixture of you have the microclots or the spike proteins, and you add the adrenaline, and then in your heart, and I don't know if this is temporary or permanent, a whole bunch of things happened, and all these spike proteins do their spiking stuff and start causing a lot of issues within the heart rapidly. And the heart stops. And when your heart stops, that's not good for your health. So that's potentially why these two of these five doctors died during physical exercise. Again, one swimming, I think one was running. And they were otherwise in good health. But, you know, so that's why you don't get the vaccine. There's another factor. Again, this was explained a little bit. Well, it wasn't new. It was, but the results, I think, because it's I've seen now several times, it's been reported in Germany and apparently a few other countries in Europe now, how the birth rate has plummeted. You know, not down 5%, whatnot, at least a quarter or more birth rate reduction. And of course, the question is, what is the source of this? And apparently, there are two things that are occurring. One is in the male. And, you know, the issue here is I have sons. And those sons, potentially, with a wife, would have a child. But that requires them to do a particular part. Not only the act of sex, but to provide healthy sperm. And if you don't have healthy sperm, it would be like having sex with a condom. So what apparently is happening is to the male, the spike protein does impact. I guess I'm not clear on this. It's either the viability, it impacts the sperm somehow. I don't know if it's killing them or making them impotent. But the issue is in the male, because we males are, you know, sperm factories. We're constantly producing more and more and more in rather large volume. So we produce sperm like crazy. When you have the vaccine, your sperm count plummets. And after some months, apparently, when the impact of the spike protein wanes, your production rate comes back up. So with the male, it is temporary. But obviously the issue is, if you do this to a young guy, who is, you know, has this lady and whatnot, and it's happening during the premium time of having kids, you've reduced that significantly just on the part of the male alone. But then apparently I'm part of the female. You know, I was aware that it has some impact on the ovaries. There is a suggestion, and right now, as far as I know, it's just a suggestion, some evidence pointing to that, you know, we males are sperm factories. Females are not. You know, they start with a certain number of eggs at birth, and that's it. You know, as they grow, they mature, one pops out, and if it gets fertilized, there's a person. If it doesn't, but if you can destroy the egg somehow, make it impotent, or kill it, then there isn't going to be a replacement. So there may be one of the ways that it's impacting women. It's damaging or killing the immature eggs, meaning the odds of reproduction for a particular woman plummets. And of course, we're seeing evidence of that happening. So I find this fascinating. It's interesting to know why it's working. And, you know, it's just more concern for me. You see, you know, you might notice some, you know, like there's photos here of a bunch of kids and whatnot, but various kids that I have. You know, I heard one comment from my wife at least a year ago that we have no intention vaccinating the kids. I don't know what my adult kids are like, and I wouldn't be surprised. Erica Lee Jack and Tirza, especially, I wouldn't be surprised if they're vaccinated. Julia, I'm not sure. But my concern is whether my wife will relent, because the scientific community, the medical industrial complex, is telling us that we should get vaccinated. The evidence is growing. It's huge. But the push to vaccinate is as strong as ever. And that's a real concern. It's a real, real big concern. You know, it's interesting. I was at Publix. I didn't buy much. I bought some cheese. You know, man needs his cheese for his omelets. And some bananas. That's all I got. Didn't get much today. And it was like $11.30-some. And I pulled out the change, handed him the change. And I pulled out a 1 and a 20. And handed it to him, expected, oh, that'll be simple. I just give you a $10 bill in return. The guy was a young guy. I would assume early 20s. He may have been late teens, but my assumption was early 20s. And we did the transaction. He was completed. And then he realized, oh, you didn't give me a 10, you gave me a 20. And, you know, so he realized he owed me some change. So there was no issue. He knew I gave him $21. But then he had to figure out, oh, how much change do I give you? And, you know, I said, well, it's just $10. And he had to check. He had to pull out a calculator. So the bill was what I paid him was $21.30. The bill was $11.30. And he had to use a pocket calculator to figure out the change. That concerned me. You know, this was not complex math. And the issue is, he got it wrong twice. And if that represents at least part of the young generation, then when the authorities say, you need to get vaccinated, people like that will get vaccinated. I think at a higher rate than people who can actually make change. It really concerns me. I wonder if my kids can make change. Anyway, I'm You know, I'm in so many ways, I'm concerned about what's going to happen to the next generation because my kids are part of that generation. One last thing. I saw an article. Scotland's government is rolling out a digital ID platform to be connected to Social Security and NH services and credit scoring. So this is just one more example of various countries, because I'm seeing this in many countries, producing some sort of digital ID. You know, I think I've stated this before. When I was in eighth grade, I was encouraged. My history teacher in the eighth grade, I remember he said, "You know, we need to get all of you. You need to get into the Social Security system." And he actually and brought in the forms, and we filled them out. And that's how I got my Social Security card. I was brought into the system that way. And I got the card, and I still have it. But anyway, my card, because I got it in 1969, 70, 68 maybe, somewhere in that time frame, says on it, printed in red letters, I think, if I recall, not to be used for identification. Because part of the marketing idea of the Social Security system and the number was only for Social Security. It was not to be used for your identity. What it was fascinating by this is, you know, after the demise of Heritage Systems, I was doing a lot of contract programming. And in one case, and it may have been the Volvo example, said, okay, we'll do the contract, and we need a copy of your Social Security card. Fine, you know, here's the image and whatnot. And they came back, we can't use this because it's marked not to be used for identification. So they wanted my Social Security card, an image of it for identification, but they couldn't use the copy I had because it says not to be used for identification. Interesting paradox, isn't it? Because what was said, you know, again, is like social, when they said, you know, your rate will never go beyond 3.5%. The government lied. Wow, what a surprise. So it's been obviously, you know, one of your IDs is your Social Security number. I mean, that's abundantly clear now. But in so many places, it's being expanded. Europe's ahead of us. China, very much ahead of us. India's ahead of us because they have the biological thing. You know, they do the iris scan and various blood things and whatnot. So they're well ahead on that to identify people. So you get an ID. And that defines you. And you'll see that there was, especially during the height of COVID in Europe, there was huge protests, which you probably didn't see on the major media news, but there were huge protests in numerous countries, in France, in Germany, in Italy, I think in the UK, but other places. Basically around no green pass, because most places they call it the green pass. And a lot of them, I have one photo where it's no green pass, and they show the green pass with the Nazi symbol on it, the swastika. No, we don't want this. Because that's what it is. And so we see this example of Scotland saying, oh, we want to connect everybody in order to, and a lot of it, The marketing is so you get government services. And of course, Israel became very noted about this because they had the idea where because people have their cell phones and they're tagged, and if you walked by someone who later tested positive, they contacted you. And what does that indicate? They knew where you and they were 24 hours a day. And the state would say, you were near this person, you need to be tested. And again, it goes back to this idea. Can you show, as I described yesterday, I think, can you show an example of the COVID-19 virus? No. Very simple. So anyway, these things are very much in the works for my kids. And somebody is trying to warn you. Let me see. The Greek word for that is skopos, the watchman. That's exactly what I'm trying to do. Because if I don't warn you, your blood is in my hands. I'm warning you. Your blood's on your hands. Now you have to verify if what I say is true. But I'm telling you, if you get the vaccine, the evidence is overwhelming. By the evidence, not what is suppressed and not what authorities tell you, but the evidence is overwhelming. The odds are it's going to shorten your life, outright kill you, or at least cause numerous issues. And if you're a young person and you have the vaccine, the issue is you may find out I better not do what I did today and take a 9-mile hike aggressively. Because if I had the vaccine, especially when I was carrying that 4 gallons of water the last half mile, the odds of me dropping dead would have been very real. Because obviously, I would have not only the vaccine issue, but you know, it's compounded with an age factor. If people who are teenage and 20 are dying by simply playing soccer or running a race because they have the vaccine, a 66-year-old guy walking 9 miles and carrying 4 gallons of water might die. But I didn't get the vaccine. I have this bad habit of staying healthy instead of getting injections. And I want my kids to know how to do things like add and make change. It's really sad. It really is sad. My lady, I'm concerned for our kids, because it's our kids who are the next generation. Our kids are the target. You know, I've said for a long time, the whole thing behind COVID-19, money, power, eugenics. And I changed the eugenics to more simply genocide. It's happening. It's not sensationalism. It's happening. Again, the 2020, the all-cause death rate, there was no spike. 2021, oh yeah. 2022, oh yeah. Plus the addition of the dramatic decline in the birth rate. What kind of person would knowingly promote this? Promote the idea of get a vaccine, knowing the evidence. Someone whose conscience is seared, where have I read that? My lady, my wife, I love you. I love our kids, and I want you back.